Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills. Dyke Heward Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International denomination with over 3,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and an author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 500 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke Heward Mills. That draws us to you.
whole world. It will not be worth your soul. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? If you gain the whole world, it will not be worth your soul. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Soul is a soul and it's precious to God. God is not willing that any should perish. He loves everyone and so must we. Soul is a soul and it's precious to God. Soul is a soul and it's precious to God. God is not willing that any should perish. He loves everyone and so must we. Soul is a soul and it's precious to God.
To God, so they must matter to you. The command has been to go, but most of us have stayed at home.
Jesus, Savior of the world. Savior of the world.
All you gotta do is
tell the world
that Jesus saves.
Tell the world
that Jesus saves.
And thou shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins.
Jesus Christ, Savior of the world. No one has the right to hear the gospel twice. While there are people who have not heard it even once. The Spirit of Christ is the spirit of mission. The nearer we get to Jesus, the more missionary we become. Sympathy is no substitute for action. If Jesus Christ died for me, then no sacrifice can be too great for me to make for my dear Savior.
Savior of the world.
Oh, oh.
Jesus, Savior of the world.
All you gotta do is
shall call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins.
Jesus Christ, Savior of the world. We talk of the second coming of Christ. Whoa. While there are many people who have not heard of the first coming, why are we keeping silent about the good news? Whoa. If you found the cure for cancer, wouldn't it be inconceivable to hide it from the rest of the world? How much more inconceivable to keep silent about Jesus Christ? Oh, Jesus, Savior of the world. Oh, Jesus, Savior of the world. Yeah, Jesus, Savior of the world. Let's tell the world about Jesus.
Don't wanna be embarrassed, yeah. walking in fear, or do I have spirit of fear? But oh Lord, the islands are waiting for me. Souls will perish if I keep silent and do nothing. Oh Lord, only one talent.
Only one talent.
Others have more. What I have, if I want to hear him say, oh, well done.
Only one time.
Could I pray for servant?
Only one time.
Cause if I give you one talent, you will be judged for the talent. Lord, there's the issue of laziness too.
Only one talent.
I feel tired all the time. I don't like working hard.
Only one talent.
I don't like difficult things. I like to take my time. I like sleeping and eating and resting. I don't want to be bothered. Oh Lord, I'm afraid that you say to me, thou thoughtful servant, oh, thoughtful servant, I don't want to hear those words. I want to use my gift. I want to be up and about, bearing much fruit, using my talent.
Now, the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Oh, boy, yeah. And the sower is the preacher and the teacher. He comes to sow the word in your life every day.
Be a
I sat behind three young men in the church. They had something to say about everything. They said the preacher was not anointed. They said he didn't know the word, and his messages did not make sense. They criticized him throughout the preaching. That's when I knew I was sitting by thorny ground. I don't wanna be always on ground. I don't wanna be a thorny ground. I don't wanna be a stormy ground. Lord, make me a good ground, a very good ground. 'Cause I don't wanna be always. Lord, make me a good ground, a very, very good ground.
Oh. Wow, put your hands together for the Dancing Stars, also known as the Jesus is My Beloved group. Amen. Are you excited to be in church today? Prophet is back home! And I can already feel the power and the presence of God. Now give the Lord a first love scream, a first love jump, a first love praise. Hallelujah! Well, Daddy has been away in Botswana for at least one Sunday, and we are blessed to have him back. And God is already here. The presence of God, touch your neighbor, say, God is already here. The presence of God is already here. Now turn to another person and prophesy to them. Tell them your life is about to change. God is about to speak to you. It's your time for a miracle. It's your time for a breakthrough. The prophet is here for you. And if you believe it, and if you're excited, give the Lord a shout of praise.
When you put
this is a song of faith. Lift your hands and sing it.
Nothing is impossible when you trust in His word.
Say, hearken to the voice.
The voice of God to thee. Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone and rest upon.
Come on, church, declare everything.
Oh, everything.
Let me hear you sing.
Oh, everything. Yes, everything is possible.
Every hand lifted, every voice lifted. Come on, let's sing it again.
Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God.
Look at your circumstance and say nothing is impossible.
Nothing is impossible when you're trusting in His word.
Now tell your sickness.
Hearken to the voice of God to thee. Is there anything too hard?
Come on, every hand lifted.
And put your trust in God alone. And rest upon His word.
Now lift one hand like this. Say everything.
Oh, everything. Yes, everything is possible.
Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, which art in heaven, thank you for this opportunity. We ask you to speak to our hearts and bless us in this time we are together. Thank you for your blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you may be seated. Hallelujah. What a blessing to be here. We're excited to be back from Botswana. And the Lord blessed us over there. Now, today, I want us to focus on the approaching Swollen Sunday with Jesus as our theme. Amen. So please settle down, those walking around. We are focusing on the work that we have to do. Amen. Now, the work of God is complex. It's more complicated than you may imagine. So it involves many things that we are supposed to do before we even reach out. Hallelujah. And those are some of the things we are sharing about today. I believe next week Sunday is also supposed to be Honor Your Prophet. But ours is going to be after that. Yeah. Now, I want everybody to listen to, instead of preaching about it myself, I want you to listen to the, we had a pastor's conference in Botswana, in Gaborone, the last session on, I preached a little, I'm sure about just under an hour, on Those Who Honor You, from my new book. So, just the chapter one. So that little session, I believe, is what I want everybody to listen to, rather than me preaching about it today on Sunday. Amen. But I just want to say something in John 16:27 about that before we move on to what I want to really talk about. John 16, verse 27. It says, "For the Father himself loveth you because you have loved me and believed that I came out from God." Amen. The Father himself loveth you because you have loved me and believed that I came out from God. Amen. And then the next verse says, "I came forth from the Father and I'm coming to the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father." All right. But if you notice verse 27, it says, "The Father himself loveth you because you have loved me and have believed that I came out from God." Now, when it comes to love, loving somebody, or loving God, or God loving you, one of the things that you is mysterious about God is why he loves somebody. Are you with me? Why God loves? Well, let's say David, King David, a man after God's heart. All right? Why would David be called a man after God's heart? Because, you see, David killed Uriah the Hittite indirectly. There are people who do things indirectly, but they are still doing it. All right? You may do it indirectly, but you are still the one doing it. And then also, he killed and then he married the wife. I have not really read any story of any pastor in the world who has done that before. But I'm sure it has happened. But David did that. You know, and he was called a man after God's own heart. Do you see? So, how many would agree with me that it's quite mysterious how God loves people. Do you see? Hello, hello, are you there? Are you listening to me? Yeah. So, what we need to do is find out reasons why God loves people. And this scripture that I'm just sharing is giving us a reason why God loves some people. What do you think? Is it not a nice verse to find? Yeah, it is saying that the Father loves you because, the English word because is an important word, because it's saying the reason why God loves you is because you have loved me. And you see, not only that, this is beautiful, because this is for any minister. And have believed that I came out from God, which is the problem with every man of God. That, do you really believe that this person is coming from God to you? Are you with me? Yes. Are you really believing that this person is coming from God to you? And most people don't believe that it's really coming from God. Because if they did, they would behave in a certain way. All right? Are you with me? Because you have believed that I came out from God. So, this you can take home with you as a good memory verse. That when God sends somebody and you love the person, it's a reason for God loving you. It's a reason for God loving you. And then number two, when you believe that the person came from God, it's another reason for God loving you. Because we don't really know why God loves people. Why do you love this and not this? Why do you say certain things about certain people? One of the things is, when God sends somebody, like he sent Jesus into this world, and how does this scripture relate to us? Because Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. So a person who is sent in the same way that Jesus was sent. As the Father has sent me, so send I you. So when you love someone whom God has sent, right, you can provoke this verse that God loves you because you love someone whom God has sent. So let that scripture be in your heart. You see, that's why you shouldn't say anything negative about anybody. When you see a man of God far away, you can easily criticize something about the person, because you are not in the person's church, or you don't even know why the person is doing what he's doing. But you find that you'll be surprised that God actually did send the person. And so loving the person can provoke God's love for you. And then number two, believing that the person has sent, is coming from God. And I believe that because those of you who are in the younger bracket loved me, that is why God sent me to you. Yes, mysteriously. Amen. I believe it. I believe that that is why God sent me here about 8 years ago. So here we are again, and God will be showing his love for you and to you because you love a person that he sent. So when we talk about honor those who honor you, right? You see, honor is is a subset of love. Honor is a subset of love. When a man loves a lady, he honors her. If you are wedded, if you are taken for a wedding, there are some people who will marry you, but they will never do a wedding. Huh? Wedding? No way. Marry, but no wedding. And there are some people who will marry you who will not even sign anything. Yes. And there are some people who will marry you, but will not even do an engagement. They'll just do knocking. Huh? Yes. And some people will marry you without even doing knocking. Yes. Honor yourself. One day I saw a lady who had a very bad marriage. And at that time I didn't understand that a wedding is to give honor to a woman. So in the midst of the quarrels, she pestered her husband to do a wedding. Now, I was confused. Why are you trying to do a wedding for a man you are complaining about almost every day? He's a bad person. But why do you want the wedding? It was later that I understood. So I thought that they were celebrating love. No. This is not a celebration of love. It is the honor that is being done the lady that she wanted. So the wedding was done with the man that she had. I mean, when you talk about a complaining person who is not happy or impressed with the husband, this was a classic case. Hey, but the wedding came on, and there she was marching. I saw her marching myself with my eyes. Marching in white with the complete with the first accused standing by her side. But it was not a celebration of love. It was an honoring her. Something she had not had. And she wanted to be honored. Anyway, I'm saying all this to say that if a man does a wedding for you, he has honored you. That's my point. You get it? And I am saying that honor is a subset of love. He honors you because he loves you. When I did a wedding, I did it for my wife. Because she knows weddings. I don't know weddings. She knows all these things. She knows what it is. She knows the meaning. And I knew by that time that it was also honoring her. So I did everything that I could to make a wedding memorable. Not marriage, wedding. They are different experiences. They are two different things. And then 10 years after being married, I did another one to honor her again. Not for me. Me, I'm not that type. I'm not that type. If I want to celebrate something, that's not how I will do it. Have you ever seen me going to rent a hotel somewhere to have a party, a 40th birthday, 50th birthday? That is not my style. I appreciate that style. But it's not my style. I celebrate in another way. There are other ways of celebrating. You don't know everything. Okay. Are you tired?
No.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is that the wedding is an honor done to you or done you. And you must accept. So I'm saying that honor is a subset of love. Like when you love somebody, part of the things you do to the person is honor and even respect. It's just like loyalty. People think that loyalty is like some rules that you follow. If you don't, you'll be cursed. No. Loyalty is a subset of love. Yes. It's a subset of love. If you love someone, you be faithful to her or him. Are you there?
Yes.
So, both for honor and loyalty, they are subsets of love, which is the big thing when it comes to serving God. Love, God is love. And everything about God is love. So all these things, when you mention loyalty or honor, they are subsets of love. And so when people are deeply in love, they say, I'll be faithful to you to the end. Let only death separate us. Hey! But when the love is low, oh, you're not thinking about dying. You're thinking about something else. So love is the basis for honor. Yes. You may take an envelope and give me an offering, but you don't love me. Yes. You know, one day I went somewhere to preach. And when I finished preaching, this is not the, I'm not preaching yet. I'm talking to you about, Yes, I'm talking to you about honoring. Okay? Do you understand the discussion? I said, one day I went somewhere to preach. When I finished preaching, I forgot what I did. I either took an offering or whatever for the church. And when I came back to the car, my car, I think, was a black car. And I sat in the car. Somebody was driving. When I closed the door, I said to myself, I will never come back to this church again. Yes. Because they don't, the pastor does not value what I have come here to do. Now, as soon as I said that, there was a knock on the door. And then the pastor was standing there. You know, as soon as I said that to myself, the pastor was standing. So I opened the door. And then there he was with an envelope and whatever. You know, I wanted to even throw the envelope out. Yes. I can't explain the rest of the circumstances. I'm just explaining the part I can explain. Yes. He knocked. And I said, I also gave him a smile. Just as he was giving me a fake smile. I gave him a fake smile. Honor is not money. There is that aspect too. That aspect exists. That's why the Bible says, honor the Lord with thy substance. Because there are people who talk. You know, one day I was talking to somebody. Someone advised me, you know. I was talking to the person for help. You see. And the person advised me that this man doesn't help, but he will talk. But he will not help. Yes. I don't want to say who the person is. But the person, hello? The person advised me, and I didn't believe it. I said, oh, based on the relationship and the relation, the person will help. Because he can see that it's a real thing that is needed. But you see, the person who was advising was experienced. Because had also been at the person's mercy many times and the person did not help. They said, no, this one, he will sit down with you for 45 minutes to go through your problem, but he will never lift a finger to help. Yes. But what the person loves and respects, he will lift more than. That's when you see money. And truly, after all my discussion, the person only gave advice. So at that point, you see that the person got up to this point. Yes. Yeah. Sometimes people marry, then your in-laws, they may even say, there are some in-laws who say, don't use the word in-law. Don't use the word what? In-law. You are not an in-law, you are part of the, you are part of the, don't say you are the son-in-law, father-in-law, mother-in-law, child-in-law. No. You are part of us. You are part of the family. Now, the person who says you are not you are not an in-law, but you are a real bona fide whatever. You are not an outlaw or you are an in-law, whatever. That person, watch them when they make a WhatsApp group of the children, you see that you are not in that WhatsApp group. If you were actually part of the real part of it, how come you're not part of the WhatsApp group? Yes, that's where you see that you are an in-law. An outlaw. Or if there is inheritance, you see that the children will be mentioned, this child, and you see that your inheritance is equal to 0.00. That's why you see that you are not a child. I don't even know how I got into all this. What's the topic? Love. Yes, honor, loyalty. Honor with substance, yeah. When you see that you got zero, that's when you see that you are not part of that family. Yes. So at a point, substance matters to prove that you are part. And the absence of the substance, like they say in law, consideration has passed. Money has gone. That it buys you. You are not included. Yes. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah. So there's a point where when you don't honor with substance, it's like your speeching is nothing. Yes. Your speeching is nothing. Not speaking, speeching. Speeching, yes, you are correcting my English when I'm preaching. So now tell the person sitting next to you, at a point when you don't bring substance, your friendship is not proper. That is why, yes, no, that is why when Ida sang the song, I don't know when you saw, be nice, spend some money. At a point where you don't spend money, you may have a lot of words, but no money at all. Let's be serious. Let's be serious. The speeching is enough. We need some actions. A man who has never bought a dress for your wife before. Not beloved. Not beloved. I'm not talking about beloved. Beloved, don't buy anything for hell. Don't buy anything. When you buy things, you are going to make the relationship materialistic. Yes. Don't buy anything. These modern girls who you have to give money, buy this, but before you see that you are loved. It's not a correct relationship. Any relationship which is based strongly on money is not a good relationship. You watch and see. It will not last. I don't have relationship with people based on money. I don't believe in that. No. Those of you who've gone to contract beloveds, and every time you have to go spend money, do this, buy this, buy shoes. Where do you learn how a shoe size of a girl? Is that what shows that you have love? Relate and talk and relate with the person. Then we see that you have love. What is it, buying things? You have become materialistic in your love. Let's have real love. The real love is not based on money. Money is just an addition which comes at a point. Huh? How do you know her size? And a good brother, when you see the dress, you should not know, because when I used to see dresses, I said, it's so flat. How does it fit? Yeah, you don't even know how it works. So, I am just saying, please, this is not a preaching. I'm talking about honor. Honor is a subset of love. Loyalty or faithfulness, trust, it's a subset of love. Yes. So, John 16:27 is where I started from. The Father himself loves you because you have loved me. So, loving God's servant is important for you because it makes God like you. And I believe one of the reasons why God has loved me is the many of his servants whom I have loved. Yes. I've loved many of his servants. One day I wrote a letter to Yonggi Cho and he told me that he will never forget what I have said. I tell you, he wrote back. I can show you the letter. He said, I will never forget your stance in this time. I'll never forget. I was surprised. When I said it, I never thought I would ever hear, get any response. It didn't matter to me, but I did it. Yeah, but he wrote back. Yes. I've had more than one man of God tell me I will never forget. Yes. So, the Father himself loves you because you love me and have believed that I came from God. That belief is wonderful. Because, what am I? I'm just a normal person. My leg is even paining me as I'm, but there's nothing special about me. To believe that I came from God is a wonderful thing. Yes. So this is important. Yeah. And God notices those who are like that. Amen? Amen? All right. So honor your prophet is actually a subset of those who love. Yeah, those who love, you don't have to tell them to honor. It's because people are not directed properly that it has been instituted. Yes. Otherwise, you don't even need anybody to tell you honor. No, I've never read any book, those who honor you, or even been told to honor any man of God for all the people that I've honored over the years. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Beautiful. So God is going to bless you as you learn to do what is important. Amen. Now, today I want to very briefly share with you from my book on the mega church on permanent being a permanent church member. Yes, what it means to be a permanent church member. Or if you want one word, permanence. Amen. Now, permanence. You see, permanence is yet again one of those subsets of, it's a subset of faithfulness, which is a subset of loyalty, which is a subset of love. Are you listening to me? So, permanence is a very, very, very important subject. Now, how many of you would like me to inform you that I'll be leaving the First Love Church very soon? Yeah. You wouldn't like that, isn't it? Why wouldn't you like that? Now, you see now, that is what it's like when I also hear that you'll be leaving soon. Permanence is a two-way affair. You want me to be permanent. You want me to be always here, whether you come or you don't come. Huh? You want me to be around, whether you are here or whether you are not here. Whether you don't come for 3 months, you want after 3 months when you come, you want me to be here. But some of you are not permanent. So permanence is faithfulness. Faithfulness. The Bible says, a faithful man who can find. Who can, where can you get a faithful or permanent person? A faithful man who can find. Amen? A faithful man who can find, or a permanent man who can find. Now, to have a mega church, you need permanent people. Now, over the years, as I have traveled, I want to give two examples. One example is in South Africa, and one example is in Malaysia. Yeah. Now, these two churches I have visited over some years. Over the years, as I've been going to those churches, I have gotten to know the people in those churches. To the point where it's like going to the church, you, apart from the senior pastor, I know all the people that are in the church. I mean, when I say people, I mean the pastors. In fact, a particular church in Malaysia, I preach in so many places in Malaysia, but a particular church in Malaysia, they have a Pastor Richard, they have a Pastor Peter, they have a pastor, every one of the people that we have, they have a Steve, they have a Pastor Steve. Pastor Steve is the one who takes me to the airport. They have a Pastor Peter who handles their books. They have a Pastor, they have Richard, they have Pastor Richard. Everybody that we have, they have one. And it's always there. Yeah, amazing. Years have gone by. I've seen all of them. And that is the characteristic of a church that works. Is that the people are permanent. Now, you see, many of you young people, you will not know the importance of permanence till you grow. Because as you grow, you see, you find the use of somebody changes. You know, my relevance to you will change as the years go by. But you may not know what I'll be relevant for you for. at a different stage of your life. I don't know if you understand. Yes. Because at first, you may see the person is relevant because you may not even know that he's paying your school fees. Then what you know is that the person is whipping you. But then later, you may find the person's relevant for something else. And the relevance of the relationship changes up until you die. Yeah. But you wouldn't know when you are short-sighted. So, us having a permanent relationship is critical for your life and for the life of the church. Just as you don't want me to leave here in the next few whatever, I also don't want to hear that you are leaving in the next few whatever. Yes. Hello?
Hi.
Are you looking at me?
Yes.
Or you are looking at the screen?
No.
I'm here. Look, hello. Hello. I'm here. Those of you who are looking at the screen, yeah, I'm here. Wow. You see this screen? We are going to have nicer ones soon. Yeah. Very beautiful ones. Keep watching. Keep watching. Amen. So, it's very, very important that you learn the master keys of permanence. Being a permanent church member of the First Love Church. Even this church, as short as it has been, some of you will realize that from the time that you were part of it till now, so many things have happened and so many things have developed. You get what I'm saying? That it changes in its relevance to you. But if you are short-sighted, you may think, I thank God I'm at the church, and then after that, it doesn't matter. So, ladies and gentlemen, God is teaching us today about the importance of you deciding to be a permanent. There are about 6,000 people here, but God wants you to decide as an individual to be a permanent person. Nothing can move you. You know, when Jesus was going to the cross, you know, he told the Father in his prayer, "Father, all the people you gave me are permanent, except one." Do you see? "Of all that thou hast given me," John 17, "I have lost none, save the son of perdition." But even that person that I lost, it was because of the scripture. Even the one person, it was not because I wasn't a good leader or I didn't preach about permanence. But it was because it is like a prophecy. There are some things that must happen. Are you with me? Yes. If you look at Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. Revelations. Now, after this, I looked up. Are you with me?
Yes.
Are you looking at scriptures?
Yes.
I looked up and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me. Amazing. Which said, "Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be." They must happen. You see, there are things which must happen. And when Jesus lost one member, you get it? He said, because if you read John, I think 13 or so, he said that the scripture might be fulfilled that he that has eaten bread with me. I mean, those type of scripture, they are scary. Because anybody who eats bread with you, You know, if you think of it that the person can be Judas, it's scary. But you see, you cannot be a Judas unless you eat bread with us. Yes, you have to be close. So if you are not close, you are safe from becoming Judas. You can never be Judas. I mean, so maybe it's also a reason to not be close. So, permanent, Jesus was into permanent membership. He was into that. These 12 are permanent 12. I'm going with them permanently. Yes. To the end. So if you are here, God loves you, and you are welcome to be in the church. But I tell you, don't wait to be an elderly person before you know the importance of being permanent. Yes. You will be surprised that when your father is dying, he will refer you to somebody. Yeah. He will refer you to somebody. That person will help you. So, permanent relationships and permanent friendships are very important. John 13, let's look at verse 1. It says, now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that he should depart out of this world, notice, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them to the end. You see, when he's loving you, it's permanent. When he loves you, it is permanent. He loves you to the end. Many people don't love to the end. Ida has a song, promise me that what? That you'll never change.
Promise me that you greet me with a great big smile.
Many people don't smile when they see you.
Like the one you gave me today when I walked in.
Promise when the beloved used to come, he used to get up. Eba, hey. Eba, hey, Eba, hey. He's here.
Promise me that you'd be happy every time I come home. Promise me that you lift your head up and you run to me.
These days, people don't even lift their head up from the phone. It's called a screen life. It's a screen life. You live in the screen. If you want somebody to even see you that you've come, you might as well call the person on WhatsApp video so that the person says, I'm here. Hello, hello, hello.
Promise me that you'll always say how much you love me. Promise me that you'll give me a great big hug like the one you give me today.
I love
the way you swung your arms around my neck.
Hey!
So promise me that you lean on me like you did today.
You lean on me. When was the last time you experienced leaning? Leaning. You see, the greater love people, they are just looking at me as if they don't understand. You are here, I'm here. Experience. How many brothers want to experience some leaning? Only those in the front. Those at the back, I think they can't hear. Maybe they can't hear. Can you hear at the back? Or there's an evil spirit there? He loved them to the end. Amazing. Promise me.
Promise me that you'll always have this sweet and soft voice. Promise me that you'll always be gentle towards me.
Soft voice.
Hello. Yes. Oh, hi. Oh, hey.
Promise me. How many brothers want a soft voice?
Promise me that you'll touch me on my chest.
Hey.
Finally, promise me that one day you'll give me a big long kiss like in the movies. So I sang this song to my beloved. Ooh, 'cause she looked so nice and so sweet. Whoa, she looked so gentle and so kind. I wanted her to promise me that she'd never change.
Wow. Now, if you don't like such things, I suggest you go to another church. Because here, it's a love church. It's a first love church. Those at the back, who are you with us? Yeah. Amen. So, permanence. I love this scripture. Jesus loved his own. He loved them to the end. Not for the first 3 months. Or the first 5 years. He loved them to the end. Wow. Isn't that fantastic? How many want to be like Jesus? That's why we sing the song. I want to be more like you. Jesus, I wanna be. That means I wanna love to the end.
Wanna be so
you are. I wanna be more like you. I wanna be like Jesus.
Jesus,
I wanna be more like you. I wanna be more like Jesus. I wanna be more like Jesus. I wanna be a vessel you were. I wanna be more like hold your neighbor's hand and say, I wanna be like Jesus.
I wanna be more like Jesus.
I wanna be more like Jesus.
Wanna be a vessel that you work through.
I
wanna be more like you.
Come on, lift your hand and sing for the last time. I wanna be like Jesus.
I wanna be more like Jesus.
Now, I want to give you 7 reasons why you must be permanent. Number 1, because you are part of a family. Ephesians 3 verse 15. Permanence is because you are a part of a family. Amen. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 14 and 15. For this cause I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. All right. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. All right. And verse 16. That he would grant unto you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Now verse 15 says, of whom the whole family in heaven and in earth is named. So we are a family, and God describes us as a family. Now, a family is a permanent belonging. whether you like it or not. Families have problems. How many have problems in your family? I want to know any family which has problems. Can you raise your right hand? Just raise your right hand if your family has problems. Have you left your family?
No.
Okay, put your hand down. I'm going to ask you a second question. How many have families which have serious problems? The first one was problems. I'm talking about serious problems. Raise your hand. Serious problems. I'm going to see if any family here has serious problems. Okay. Have you left your family with serious problems? Now, let us go to point number three. How many have families with some very serious problems? Not serious, very serious. Raise your hand. Hey! Have you left your family? You are selling your family. Now, that is how you must see the church. Problems? There are some of you, you go to the toilet and it is locked. And you say you are leaving the church. Should I insult you? Your face. One person came to the church, was ushered from here. Afterwards, she was asked to move here. After I was asked to move here, I said, that's it, I'm leaving the church. This is not even a problem. We haven't yet reached the level of problems. Then we talk about problems. Then we talk about serious problems, serious issues. Then we talk about very serious issues. You still don't leave. You still don't leave. Have you ever seen any of my family members in this church? You think I don't? My family is a big family. My biological family. It's a big family. It's a big Accra family. Yes. Not a small family at all. Of many, many types of people. Have you ever seen any of them here? Or any of them saying anything for me? Or doing anything for me? But I still can't change my name. Because I am me. And my family is my family. Yes. I have seen my wife's family in the church. My wife's family, they are all over. We have pastors, we have bishops, pastors, different things. Her family, yes. My family, no. What do you think? Huh? Her family is not from Accra. My family are Accra people. I'm in my home base. You can hardly find even an usher called Heward Mills. Or a Basenta. Or anything. Huh? But I'm still in the church. I'm still in the family. Yes. Yes. Now, how many have families with, like, serious problems? Raise your hand. Serious. Are you not still in the family? You are in the family. Where are you going? Yeah, that's how a church is. A church is a family. And you, when I say serious problem, you may not know the type levels of serious problems that exist in a church. Yes. And that tend to exist as the years go by. But your permanence is also your wisdom. Yes. Yes. Your family may fight up to the level of blows. One time my earthly biological family were fighting legally. This side versus this side. And we were in court and we were children. When you see an uncle who suspects you are from this side, and they know which side you are from, they have a certain attitude. When you see an auntie who thinks you are from this side, they have a certain attitude. Yes, but we are in the family. What do you think? So, whatever serious problem there may be, once you start to see the church as your family, you start to develop a spirit of permanence. And you start to say, you know what? This is where I belong. Now, let me tell you, permanence is not a natural thing. You see, what you don't realize is that it's more natural to be disloyal. It's more natural to be unfaithful. Unfaithfulness is normal. The politicians, do you think they are faithful to themselves? Even to themselves. I mean, a party that can have 16 presidential candidates and you win the election, do you think they all support you fully after you've won the thing? Everybody wants to be president and you happen to have won. And they are all saying to themselves, I can do it better than you. And I'm watching you. No. It's more normal to be some way, to criticize, to talk, to be disloyal. But God is teaching you to be faithful. And you can't easily stay in something that you're always talking about negatively. Yeah. So, learn to see the church as your family. Now, some of you, you are too biological. That's one of the reasons why you are not able to flow in the church as a family. Because your biological roots really are strong to you. So it's like that is really your family. So you are not able to buy into the church family. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Yes. You feel more of an airway than a Christian. I'm not afraid of saying things. So, you people, those of you who think that you may feel more of an airway than a Christian. Or you may feel more of a Nigerian or a Ghanaian than a Christian. Yes. That's why if a Christian stands for election, if I stood for elections, Ghana is 75% Christian, they will not vote for me. They will not vote for me because Christian is not so much in their heart as their family. If I was to come as maybe an Ashanti or a Gao, and we, those of us who have cast, we are very few. So my tribe will be a very small tribe. And my tribal votes will be very small. When Kwabnanda Akun, a Christian, whatever, he stood up to stand for elections, nobody voted for him. But the Christianity is not seen as really the real family. You don't like my preaching, you see. It's my preaching somewhere. But I have grown to see the church as my family. Yes. And when my father died, even the person who was sitting by my side is Bishop Saki. And the next person was Bishop Eddie. And that was my family. Yes. Huh. That's a family that you have. Over the years, you find out that even your so-called biological family, you may not see them much. In fact, you may not see them at critical moments. Amen. Are you there or you are leaving? Yeah. You know, one time people came to see Jesus. Your mother is looking for you. Your mother and your brothers. Your mother and your brothers. He said, who is my mother? Who is my mother? Who is my father? Who is my brother? Who is my sister? And he said, the one who obeys the word of God, keeps the word of God, that is my brother. That is my sister. That is my mother. Amazing. So don't see yourself as a Congolese. say some of you, the Congolese is deep. Too deep to flow. You are too Congolese. Tell the person next to you, the preaching applies to you. It applies to you. Stop acting as if you don't understand the preaching. It applies to you. True or not true?
True.
Yes. Yeah. Some of you, if you are not Ashanti, and you don't speak tree, you must speak tree and flow in the tree. Yes. They will never flow with you. So, oh yeah, Bruni. Oh yeah, whatever. And Krenyi. What do you think? Yes. So that's why if many pastors are deceived into standing for election, they go and stand and say, vote for me. Vote for me. I will transform the nation. And people will say, you are a stupid man. We have seen our tree brother here. We are going to vote for him. We should vote for you. The first thing they ask is, which town is he from? Ofrihi. That is why there are people who have names like Jefferson, Thomas, William. But when they are standing for election, they change it to Kwame or say something or tree something. Have you noticed it? You see the person, but this guy, not be this guy where we see our school. He has brought a deep tree name. Or say chichi something. Kuntun kumpurum something. Hey! Because they know that the tree name is higher. Yes. Nana. Mm-hmm. True or not true? Because that part is deeper than the Christian family. So when I teach that your church is a family, it is a new idea to many of us. And it takes time to believe because you are not deep into the church. If you are deep into the church, you will find over time that the church is a family. Yes. And a church is something, it's a family worth staying to and belonging to. You find out with time. You find out with time. So I want everybody to renew your mind. Thank God for your tribe, Thank God for your tribe. Thank God for the guns. Thank God for the trees and the fanties. You know, one day I sent somebody to do some negotiation. And I found out that the person was a fanty. And I found out one of the negotiators was a Christian. And one was a fanty. Huh? Negotiation. One is a fanty and one is a Christian. I put the Christian aside and played the fanty card. It worked like magic. It worked like magic. Fancy food, see? It's that. About that. Yeah. It was working. The Christian one, there, it was. I put it aside. But the Christian one, it didn't work. It was the fancy card I played. Suddenly, it was like magic. It's amazing. And you see a brother, you see a F1. Ah. Eduja. Edunua. Be black, blogba. Yes, so Christopher could not have a new boy. Then they say, "Ah, you are a brother, you see. Even half, it doesn't matter. Even half. Or even one quarter. Even if you don't speak the language. But you are, even your blood is inside. Ah, you're my brother." Wow. Let Christianity be a deeper. One day my wife was on a flight, on a plane whose name starts with E. There are many planes whose name starts with E, please. I beg you, eh? Please. And she was wearing a cross. She was wearing. When she got to the airport of this nation, whose name begins with an E, and the aeroplane also name begins with an E, the man came to say, "A cross here? You are a Christian?" It was like it meant a lot to see the cross. That's how it should be. That when you say, "You are a believer," you are a believer. Not that you are a tree, you are a fanti, you are Nigeria. Ah, Oluwa. Tell somebody, "I found a new family today." I say, "I found a new family today." Yeah. So that is why we are going nowhere. Tell your neighbor, "I'm going nowhere. I'm permanent." Sure. Number two, reason for being permanent is because you are part of a building. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. "For we are laborers together with God." You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. Amen. You are what? God's building. Now, because you are part of God's building, this is Paul telling us, we are part of a building. Can you imagine when you go home today and all the toilets in your house have left the house? The toilets say, "No, we are no more part of the church. We are offended. We close down and there's a space there." Will you be happy? What about if the kitchen decides that, "Look, all of us in the kitchen have decided that we are no more part of this house and we are leaving." You have a house without a kitchen, that's when you see. Now it must be some kind of magical occurrence for a part of a building to disappear. And I trust that there's no magician here. Ask your neighbor, "Are you a magician?" Yes. That is why you see when people leave churches, they break the church. Because you need to break to remove the toilet. You need to break to remove the kitchen. You need to break to remove your room. You need to break. That's why when people leave, you think they are doing nothing, but they are breaking. They are breaking a section of the church. Yes, that's what it is. They are breaking, and that is why we respond wildly to breakers. Ask your neighbor, "Are you a brick church breaker? Are you here with a chisel to chisel a section of the church out?" Yes. That is why we are teaching you permanence. Don't chisel your way out. Rather, you must understand that God has made you so much a part. Yeah. Now, what is an independent toilet going to do on its own? Think of it. You just go as an independent toilet. Yes, you are important, but your importance is because you are part of the house. If you like, try and see. Many times you see that when you extract yourself, you become, how many toilets are reused? When you break the toilet, you come out. How many old toilets are reused? That's the end of it. You were important. You were polished all the time. You were cleaned. You were clean. You were used. They sat on you like a throne. Hey! a white throne. You were sprayed with air refreshener and other beautiful scented creams. You were in a private room and you decided to break yourself out. You turn into nothing. A ruin. I'm teaching you permanence. Eh? See yourself as part of a building. You will never decide to break yourself out because you realize that your relevance is being a part of the church. One time I visited a president. His first words were, to what do I owe this honor? Not as a doctor. My belonging to the church made him see it as an honor that I was in his house. Yes. An honor. Because I was in his house. I'm from the house of God. Yes. So you may not know how your relevance is because you are part of something. Yes. There are some people, if I was to just mention your name, everybody will help you. It's true. Everybody will help you because my name is attached to you. It's true. Everybody will help you. Are you listening?
Yes.
They say, are you part of this? Is it the same? Really? Do you know? Are you part of this? They say, oh yeah, I was just a toilet. They say, yes, but were you part of a building? Yes, I was a toilet for the guest toilet. I wasn't used much, but say, wow, you are the guest toilet of this house. Please come.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. So, remember, your relevance is because you are part of a toilet in a certain house is a great toilet.
Yes, sir.
You know, this year, I think it was this year, I was invited to England and I was in one of the castles. Is it called a castle or palaces? You know, Buckingham Palace, this palace, my palace, the palace I was just near Buckingham Palace. Yeah, it was all in the same area. It was a palace. Hey! I went into the toilet of the palace. How many would like to see that toilet? It was an ordinary toilet, but the toilet in a palace, I tell you, is a palatial toilet. May you be a palatial toilet for God's house. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell your neighbor, I'm part of a building. And I'm not breaking myself out to become useless. Number three, you are part of a garden. You are God's vineyard. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 9 says, you are God's husbandry. Change that version, please, to a more modern version. You are God's husbandry. Change it to another version, NIV, something else. You are God's field. It says you are God's field. So God sees you as part of his field. Isaiah 5:5, it says, now go to, I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard or my garden. Amen. I will take away the hedge thereof and it shall be eaten up. I will break down the wall and it shall be trodden down. Amen. Now, you are part of a garden. In fact, God calls you his garden. You are God's garden. I always remember a message by Kenneth Hagin. You are God's garden. He had 3 tapes on that, God's garden. Yes, you are God's garden. And you are part of a garden. You are one of the plants in the garden. You add to the beauty of the garden. Your presence makes the garden beautiful. So your presence makes the church beautiful. And as soon as you are uprooted, your days are numbered. Most plants cannot survive being uprooted. Bishop Prince is an agriculturist. Is it true or not?
Very true, especially when they are grown.
Especially when they are grown.
Norway.
Huh? He was trained where?
Norway.
Norway. He was trained in Norway.
That is why you see somebody in the church, eh? The person is doing well, flourishing, important. Then it occurs to the person to move. That occur, that idea is demonic. It is a normal thinking of a human being. It comes. In fact, it is said that men change their jobs 5 times in their lifetime, and the women just keep the same job. Yes. In fact, in a human resource, whatever, they're saying that women are far more faithful than men. But the men keep on changing because they're always looking for something. And the women, when they find one, they just stay there forever. My sister is a human resource lawyer. So she was telling me, so that a woman will stay. She's not looking for anything. If you treat her nice, you are kind to her, she'll just be there with you. But a man, today application, tomorrow application, another bank, another place, always looking for something. Yeah. But you see, when you are doing well at a place and you are uprooted, you see, the roots get cut. The roots get cut. So when you go and replant it, then it becomes withered. So some of you may be doing well here. You may be the dancing stars. You may maybe the choir. Maybe doing something in church. That you'll be surprised the day that you uproot yourself. Or you are uprooted by somebody. You'll be surprised that you wither. Yes. Some years ago, I was watching television. Do you watch television?
Yes.
And I saw a great worship leader. If I sing one of his songs, I won't sing it to you because you may know the person. It's a song, there are songs we sing. And he was being interviewed on this Christian channel. And he said his life has been to hell and come back. So why? He said, look, he was the main person in the church. And some people came from America and offered him to be a worship. He said on the television, they offered me this, offered this, offered this, offered this. And I took it. And I went. So when I went, all the things they said were not so as they said. He said, I've been through darkness. And you see, when you lose your position, it's not easy to come back. I've been through so much. Yeah. Because I was important where I was. I was a plant in God's garden. But when I was uprooted, my life source went out. So one of the greatest tricks of the devil is to tell you, jump and fly. It's what he told Jesus. Fly. You are on earth, though. He says fly. Jump and fly. Try a jump. Try a jump. Jesus said, I didn't try, no jumping. No jumping here. Sorry. No jumping here. If the devil told Jesus and you are Jesus' follower, and he told Jesus to jump when he was stable on the ground, everything was okay. He was on the ground. Even though he was fasting, he was hungry. He was on the ground. He was stable. And the devil suggested to him, come on, man, you can fly. Come on, man, fly. God will help you. You'll be propelled with the wind. Power from God will keep you. Sorry. Power from God will keep you. God will keep you as you jump. He was on the church. He brought him to Jerusalem, put him on the church and said, jump. Jump from the church. Try some fly. This is one of the devil's commonest, what do you call it? Is jump from the church. Jump from your church. Let me try it from up here. Jeremy, come and let's see. Shall I jump? Shall I jump?
Someone to help!
You are saying no. What about you? Are you also going to jump? Okay. Hey! The devil is wicked, though. Jump from your place. And that's when you see that you are nothing. And you'll be all cracked and broken. Now, there are some eggs. Pray that your egg doesn't drop. Humpty Dumpty. Do you remember Humpty Dumpty? What does it say? Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty together again. And what was Humpty Dumpty? It was an egg. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's men and all the king's horses couldn't put Humpty Dumpty together again. You are Humpty Dumpty today, oh, and you are sitting on a wall or you are sitting on a church, and the enemy is saying, Humpty Dumpty, Humpty Dumpty, jump, jump out. You are very important on your own. You see, you see. Look, I'll tell you something. I am nothing without the people that God has given me. It's true. You are also nothing. If I am nothing without the people you are following me, then how many people are you? I am no people. Then how many people are you? You are following me and I'm no people. Where are we? We need ourselves. Even though we are all bad. How many realize that we are bad? And the person sitting next to you may be bad, but we need ourselves. True or not true? Yes. You know, badness, next to devils, we have what? Human beings. The next group of bad, like if you are talking of ranking of badness, after devils, the next group is who? Humans. It's us. No, animals far below. Lion will not even kill you if he's not hungry. He'll sleep. They are the laziest fathers and mothers you can find. They sleep 19 hours a day. Yes, they are very lazy parents. If you wanted to have a good father, you must choose an ostrich. He will really care for you. After the egg, he comes the whole day. He'll be there watching you. Yes. But never choose a lion. They are very lazy to be as fathers. Hey. Are you still here? Yeah. Tell somebody I'm learning how to be permanent. Number four. You are part of a tree. You are part of a tree. You are part of a tree. I am the vine, John 15, verse 5. You are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. You are part of a tree. Have I given you that point already? So point number one is what? You're part of a family. Point number two, part of a building. Point number three, part of a garden. Point number four, you are part of a tree. Amen. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. So brothers and sisters, abiding, just staying connected, is the master key to doing well in future. Being permanent is what I am preaching about. Abiding in the King James Bible language is the same word abiding. He that abideth in me. You may as well say, he that is permanently in me. The same brings forth much fruit. That's why Satan is always suggesting, jump, jump, sister, jump. Jump, brother, jump. Jump, sister, jump. You are not going to get a beloved here. You know it. You know it. You are not going to get a beloved here. You know it. Yes. You're not going. You've been here for so long. Nobody has proposed to you. Jump. Jump. It's time to jump. You're not getting married. You can see it's been 6 years. He that abideth in me, he that stays in me. You know, I've been in the church. I've been a Christian for so many years.
Serving the Lord and working in the church. But now I have a greater passion to love my Lord. God made the sun, the moon, and the stars. God is so great, yet he seems so far. When I talk to him, it seems that he doesn't even hear. How can I love God whom I cannot see? This is my dream, the goal of my life. So take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. All my days I give to thee. To love you, Lord, is a great command. Lord, I want to love you more, fall in love with you so deeply. Lord, show me how to love you more. Oh, I don't want to serve without loving you.
You see, this song, it starts with, I've been a Christian
so many years, serving the Lord and working in the church.
See, that is the whole idea. I've been a Christian for so many years, serving the Lord and working in the church. Yes. That's abiding. Yes, I became a pastor 31 years ago. Yes. I've been a Christian for so many years, serving the Lord and working in the church. I'm still working in the church. Today is Sunday and I'm in the church and I'm working. Yes. Been working in the church for years. So when you are permanent, how many would like me to go and do my postgraduate in surgery? What do you call it? Cardiothoracic surgery. So that I can do your open heart surgery when you have a heart attack. How many would like me to be the surgeon for your open? I have to go and study for just 7 years. So maybe by the year 2026 to 2027, I'll be back. And then in case you have a heart attack, I'll be the one. Would you like that? You want me to continue serving in the church? Winning souls in the church, isn't it? Yes. Same church. And you can't imagine how this church is going to change. Ish. It's going to grow. Amen. It's going to get better. Amen. Hey. It's something. I wish you'd be there to see it. Yeah, so beautiful. So great. So fantastic. So amazing. I've been a Christian for so many years, serving the Lord and working in the church. And that is what it means to abide. Abide. Number five, the fifth reason for you being a permanent member is that when you are planted, when you are permanent, you will flourish. You will flourish. Psalm 92 verse 13. Psalm 92 verse 13. Those that are planted in the house of the Lord shall what? Flourish in the courts of the Lord. Flourish. I see you flourishing, but I think we don't understand the word flourish. P- Please tell us the meaning of the word flourish. Flourish. Please, can we have a separate computer for dictionaries? Okay? Yeah. So that you are ready to explain things to us. All right? Now, can we have the meaning of the word flourish? You guys have your phones here. Check it out. Now, anybody who has a person next to you sending WhatsApp whilst I'm preaching, let fire, that phone will not last. Shall I curse the phone? You cannot put your phone away for just 30 minutes, 1 hour to listen to preaching. You have to be responding to WhatsApps and writing in your note things to do this week. Is it the time to write things to do? Check the meaning of the word flourish. To thrive or to grow well. Those who are planted in the Lord, in the house of the Lord. To prosper or to fare well. To be in a period of greatest influence. To make bold, sweeping movements. Wow. So you're going to, so when you are planted in the house of the Lord, you flourish. You thrive and you grow well. You fly high. Begin flying high. Begin flying high. Begin flying high. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Amen. Amen. Beautiful. Flying high. Fly high. Be planted and fly high. You can't be a person that unless they come for you with a bus, you will not come to church. What type of person are you? No bus, no church. Chale, come for me, otherwise me, I can't come. Oh. Your church is far away. Oh. Chale, me, I can't come to that church again. Oh. Who born you? Chale, your church, I don't go feel come there again, oh, but the place is far. Oh. No. Be planted and you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. Look, I've been in this work for some years, and I'm not saying it just for the sake of the church working. I'm saying it for your life. Yes. I'm saying it for your life. You will see good days as you are part of the church. Amen. You see good days. You flourish in the courts of the Lord. You flourish in the courts of the Lord. You flourish. You thrive. You do well in the courts of the Lord. Amen. You believe it? Yes. Beautiful. How many points do you have? Only 5. 6. We are getting to the end. Number 6. The 6th reason for being a permanent is so that you can invest freely in the church. Now, when you are permanent, you can invest because you know you'll be here. When you are in a rented house, you don't invest freely. But if it is for you, today you are breaking here, tomorrow you are adding here. That's the difference. So if this church is your church, then you invest freely, knowing that my child is going to be in this same church. Yes. Your wedding will be held right here. The blessing of the Lord will be your portion. Number 7. You must be a permanent member of the church because you will have a family to celebrate your victories. Amen. Romans chapter 12, verse 15. It says, rejoice with them that do rejoice. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. So one of the reasons for the church is for rejoicing. Now, when you are having your wedding, or God blesses your child to get married, or whatever good thing there is. You have people to celebrate with. Why do you think people have houses with gardens? It's to have a party. They never even look at the garden. It's for celebrations. One or two celebrations. 40th birthday, 30th birthday, 50th birthday, your daughter's engagement. Oh, I'm wrong. Yes. Outdoorings. That is the whole idea. So rejoicing is for those, when you are getting married and somebody doesn't know people in the church, the person has very little rejoicing. It's like if you are happy, be happy unto yourself. That is why sometimes when you are blessed, people always want to tell, oh, God has given me this. God has blessed me with this. Because joy shared is double joy. And sorrow shared is half of the sorrow. So who are you going to have to share your joys with? Since you are not deeply in the church. It's unto you. Oh, you are now rich and it's unto you. That's why when people have watches, they want to tell you, oh, you know, my watch is a Rolex watch. So we have not even seen. We thought it was one of these Tunale watches over here. You have to say, my watch is Rolex. So do you know that it's Rolex? My shoes are from Singapore. It's like, unless you say, we don't know, but at least somebody to be happy with you. Oh, life. Write it down. Life is made up of moments. Yes. And you must rejoice in every moment that God gives you. Moments. Tell the person sitting by you, Charlie, I'll be rejoicing with you soon. Number 8, you must be a permanent member because so that you will see the fruit of your labor. Wow. So that you see the fruit of your labor. When you are permanent, you'll be here when we are 25,000. And you'll be seeing and say, wow. Even those of you who are here now, you remember when we were 300 and 200? Isn't it true? How many were here when we were 200 and 300? Yes, those of you who came at the beginning. Some didn't come, but those who came. Now we have become 6,000. And we are increasing. Number 9. Permanent members is important to avoid the deception of short relationships. Now, whenever you have a short relationship, you only know a person to a point. Sometimes it takes you many years before you know a person. Amen. So that is why the Bible talks about a strange woman. The word strange is the word stranger. I don't think strange is not a King James word. It just means stranger, unknown. The woman is like a fanti kenke. Every leaf you remove leads you to another leaf. Not a gang kenke, fanti kenke. Or am I wrong? All right. Every secret leads to another secret. When you remove one ship, you think you are there. No, there's another one. When you move it, there's another one. Then, is that how fantasies are? Is there a reason why? After that, there's rubber around the kinky. Guns are more straightforward. When you remove it, that's me over here. I'm telling you how I feel. But the fantasies will be like this and like this. True or not true? Yes. Because it's all kinky, but you don't know why. One thing that we will eat, you know, there are so many wrappings. Right. Look at the person sitting next to you, eyeball to eyeball, and ask the person, what will it be like if I know you for a long time? How will you be like? How will you be like? Hey! Have you ever seen a handsome man divorcing a beautiful woman before? Huh? Have you seen a handsome man divorcing a beautiful woman before? And when you see them sitting together, they look like a couples. They look like what? A couples. Not a couple, a couples. One day a brother said, you look like a couples. I said, yes. That he was expressing himself. You look like a couples. There are two. How many have seen a nice girl and a nice boy and they are quarreling? You wonder, true or not true? So that's what it's like when you know yourself for some time. Then you realize that the deception of the short relationship, you are avoiding it. Yes. There are people, they are very nice to marry, but they don't look nice. If you marry them, you'll be happy. You have a nice time. Nice time. How many want to have a nice time? Wow. There are some brothers, they look mulliganos. Do you know what is mulliganos? Mulligan, when you go and play golf and you play the shot, and it's a bad shot. The people who are playing with you will say, it's a mulligan. That means that, oh, forget about it. Like, no problem. We haven't seen. It's non-scoring. It's not working. So some brothers, they are non-scoring, not working. Things are not good about them. But that's the nice man to marry. When you marry him, he will be like a pet that you keep in the house. He will be there always. He never goes out. He's always in the house with you. Would you like to have such a person? You can stroke him when you want. He says, sit down, he will sit. Stand up, he will stand. How many reasons do you have for being permanent? 9 reasons. What is reason number 9? They'll do what? Avoid the deception of short relationships. And number 10, you have consistent pastoral care. Consistent pastoral care. You know why some people leave churches? Because they are known in that church. Yes. So when they go to a new church, oh, pastor, thank God for your ministry. In fact, God has really blessed me. Since I came here, I feel anointing, and then so many things that you are doing, I really appreciate it. Because you see, pastor, I've been to many churches, but this church is different from all miscellaneous churches that I know. I feel the power of God, and I thank God that I'm here now. From today, I am fully committed. Meanwhile, you have been stealing offerings in the other church and you were caught as an usher who steals. And you've come to this new church where the pastor doesn't know you and suddenly you are trying to push your way forward. Yes. So when you have people permanent for a long time, it's like, we know you. Yes. One day I saw a guy, he was a thief, I tell you. And I saw him moving with another pastor of another church. He had been sat. We even put a picture. Beware of this guy. I saw him moving with the pastor. He was the pastor's man. Because there are some people, they are very good at endearing themselves. When they speak, you just like them. They understand you. They flow with you. They bend. They curve. They adjust. They adapt. They flow. They understand. They see the point. Before he realized he's a main person. Yes. I saw him moving the pastor. I said, yeah, babe. The pastor doesn't know that he's moving with a capital thief. Yes. The day we caught him, he had so much money in his house. He used to steal the offerings. Oh, he used to take the offerings. People's weddings. He used to steal all the money. People's foreign currencies, everything. People have come where he would take all. Yes. But that's a person. He will go to the next church. Oh, pastor, thank God for your life. I've been to many what? Miscellaneous churches. I've been to what? Many miscellaneous churches. When we were in Botswana during the miracle time, I asked one of the guys who was healed, what church do you go to? He said, miscellaneous churches. Miscellaneous churches. So, you have pastoral care. Yes. One day, a mental patient came to see the doctor. The doctor was telling me, she said that when that patient came, she was a new doctor. So when the doctor saw the woman has come, they called the new person, said, go and handle this case. The doctor told me, the psychiatrist, she told me, she said, look, 5 hours. She doesn't, part of psychiatric care is to counsel. We call it psychotherapy, counseling. Psychotherapy is a medical word for counseling. 5 hours, she doesn't understand. And she was assigned 5 hours. So after some days, she now saw that, hey, the senior psychiatrist, you know, they assigned me this woman power. They knew that nothing can change. And they just gave it to me. So after some, I think she also gave to a junior. Okay. You see, when we know you for some time, we know your case. That's why it's good to be in the same church. Yes. When they handle. Because if you are in a church, even a thief, we know how to handle you. Because we know how to handle thieves. Jesus was handling thieves. Judas was a thief. They knew he was a thief. Amen? Amen. So thank God you are going to be permanent in the church with all your problems. Don't make the mistake of going to deceive the next pastor and the next church and stay. These are the people who know your real solution. And number 11, the last point. I told you I was giving you 7, but there was extra time, so why not? You will be rewarded for your faithfulness. Wow, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord. So today, God is telling us, when you are faithful and permanent, you come to the place where you see that, wow, I'm being rewarded for being faithful. Amen. What is reason number one for being permanent? Number one, I cannot hear you. Look at it. You must be permanent. Look at it. It's on the screen. But maybe you wrote it down in your phone. I hope you weren't sending WhatsApp secretly. It says, you must be permanent. Can I hear everybody say, number one? You must be permanent because you are part of a family. Tell your neighbor, I'm not changing my family. Number two. You must be permanent because you are part of a building. Are you going to be chiseled out? Are you going to break out? Number three. You must be permanent because you are part of a garden. Number four. You must be permanent because you are part of a tree. Isn't it? Are you going to jump out? Are you going to break off? What's going to happen to you when you break off? When you jump off the church building, what's going to happen? Who tells you to jump off the church building? And what happens when you jump off the church building? Humpty Dumpty. Let's all say Humpty Dumpty. Ready, go. Humpty Dumpty. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's men, couldn't put Humpty Dumpty together. Some of you didn't do nursery rhymes in school. And so, please, let's write it down so that at least you can teach your children one nursery rhyme. Please write it down, please. I know some of you are just saying your proverbs are in tree. You didn't. Anansi stories. You didn't learn these ones. Please write it down for us all to learn. We are learning in church, I tell you. Okay, write it down. We'll say it after, okay? Number five. You must be permanent because you will flourish. Number six. Invest freely. Are you investing freely? Are you investing freely in the church? Number seven. You must be permanent because you will have a family to celebrate your victories with. Amen. How many want to call people when something good is happening? Charlie, come and let's eat kebab and let's be happy. Is it not a good thing? Yes. It's a happy day. Number eight. You must be permanent so that you will see the fruit of your labor. Amen. Number nine. Deception of short relationship. Some of you just sit by somebody in church and you say, oh, you're beautiful. This is the one I want. It's too short. You get what I'm saying? Yes. Some ladies who look like they are so good at cooking and serving, they don't cook a no-nado. They don't cook nado. Take it from me. Ask the nearest sister, do you cook nado? Number 10. Consistent pastoral care. Consistent pastoral care, isn't it? Yes. And number 11. How many want to have a reward for your faithfulness? Wow. Can you imagine you are running? Running, you've run. This is the tape. And just before you fall down. No way, God forbid. You must make it. Faithfulness means to be the same. The word faithful is the same, eh? I think the best synonym for faithful and loyalty is same. To be the same. Just be the same. Yeah. It doesn't harm to be the same. Stay the same. You are nice here, be nice at home. You are happy now, be happy later. If I look at Curtis, I'm his pastor. I've found him for some years. Yeah, I'm the one giving him pastoral care. Yes. Yes. I know all his problems, everything. So when I feature him, it's his pastor who is featuring him. I'm not deceived in what I'm doing. Yes. 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 Same for years. So be permanent and reap the rewards of permanence in the name of Jesus. Stand to your feet. All right. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. Every standing, please. Every standing. If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your Savior, you want me to pray with you, you want to give your life to God, then lift your right hand like this.
I want to give my life to Jesus Christ today. Lift your hand like this. You see how I've lifted my hand? I want to give my life to Jesus. Lift your hand like this. Like this. Like this. I want to give my life to Jesus today. Now, only those whose hands are lifted up, come to me now. If your hand is lifted, come to me. Come to the front here, to me.
Come.
Only those whose hands are lifted up. You want to give your... If you didn't lift your hand, don't come. But those who lifted their hands, come.
Your life today. Come on to Jesus. Let him have his way. Come on to Jesus. Oh, give him your life today. Come on to Jesus.
All right. Say this prayer now with your hands lifted up. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my life to you today. Please wash away my sins with the blood of Jesus. I open my heart. I receive Jesus as my Savior and my Master and my Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. From today, I belong to God. I will serve God. I will follow Jesus. I will be a member of the church. I will be permanent. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Now, everybody, put your hand on your chest. I'm praying for everybody. Father, give us a spirit of permanence, stability, and faithfulness. Thank you for what you have done. In the name of Jesus. Receive a spirit of permanence. Receive a spirit of stability. Receive a spirit of grace to stay till you get your reward. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. I'm giving you one of my books here. As soon as we close, everybody who has this book, come to this section here. It's called Salvation Corner. Come there and your life will never be the same. Amen. If you have your book, you can go back to your seat. It's time for communion. Take your bread. Everybody, take your bread. And we are praying over it. Take your bread as we pray over your bread.
Take, eat, this is my body, which was broken for you. Drink, this is my blood, which was shed for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Oh, the cup of blessing which we're blessed, it's the communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break, it's
have
the
you got
communion
your bread?
Of the body of Christ. Oh, this is the holy meal, the
all right.
Meal of God.
Now this bread, are you there, that we are receiving today, is a bread that makes us one family. You're my brother, you're my sister.
So take me by the hand. Together we will work until he comes. There's no foe that can defeat us when we walk in side by side. As long as there is love, we will stand. You're my brother, you're my sister, so take me by the hand. Together we will walk until he comes. There's no foe that can defeat
together
we will work until he comes.
Can you sing it?
There's no foe that can defeat us when we're walking side by side. As long as there is love, we will stand.
Stand to your feet. Father, as we take this meal of love, let the love of God that comes from Jesus, from you, through Jesus to us, spread amongst us. Make us a permanent family. As we eat from one loaf, one bread, the body of Jesus Christ, may we receive from you, Lord, all the healings and all the blessings and all the love that is only found in Jesus. Thank you. The body of Jesus Christ. Now take the cup. Whatever you lack in your personality that makes you fight, quarrel, and be isolated, may the blood of Jesus remove that sickness in your soul. Whatever separates you, whatever isolates you, whatever makes you not blend in and join the family, you are healed of it today. Whatever is in your eyes that cannot let you see the church as your family, you are healed of that disease. The curse is broken. Life has come. Healing has come. May your sins be forgiven. May your mistakes be washed away. Whatever grievous sin you committed this week, last week, and the weeks before, may you find mercy through the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus. Lift your hands for your blessing. God brought you from a far place, but the journey is not over. There is more land, more years, many more miles to go. May you have the strength for the years ahead. May you have the wisdom for the years ahead. May you have the grace for what lies ahead. In the name of Jesus, wherever you have come from that is holding you connected to the past, that chain is broken today. Let me hear your loudest amen. You are released into the future. You are released into the blessing that God has for you. In the name of Jesus. May you travel to the nations that God has intended for you to travel to. Let me hear your loudest amen. May you go to the places God has intended for you. May you become spiritually what God has intended for you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I declare you will live and not die. Ha, tabasa, 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 patalaba. Those that predict your downfall shall be disappointed. They shall see your rising. They shall see your rising. They shall see your rising. By the power of the Holy Spirit, may the Lord make his face to shine upon you and favor you. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest. I receive it. In the name of Jesus. God bless you.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dycuid Mills, please visit our website at www.dycuidmills.org. God richly bless you.